my little brother logged on to the game because he had his own save file.
Okay.
And he deleted my save when I was near the last stage. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, listen, I know, like...
That's defeating.
I know you're, like, serving our country right now because you're in the Air Force. And we, you know, appreciate... Thank you for your
service.
Thank
you. Thank you for your service.
But I'll never forgive you.
Welcome back to Now We're Dads.
NWD.
So, today... We are going to go over the comment section. He knows the comments. He's read the comments. Yeah. I don't. So this is going to be my genuine reaction to a lot of the comments. I heard I got some haters out there. I heard I got people that ride with me. So
it's gonna be a great time.
We're gonna have a good time.
I saved them just for you. And I've been texting him about it, saying how funny they are, but without telling him what they are.
Yep. So we'll see. All love, no matter what. We'll see.
Okay. So you remember the short that I made about you not knowing your mom's age?
Yes, my mom's age. That was a hot topic I heard.
Crazy. We've got someone in our comments who I've told you the name of.
Yes.
Their username, at least.
Yes.
And the first comment they posted was, "Hello, Uncle Steve."
Oh, yes.
And you know the name of the comment. We're not going to put people's names out there. But I want you to guess right now on which nephew you think it is.
So I think
you don't have any nieces, right?
No, I only have nephews.
You only have nephews.
We only have boys in my family.
How many nephews?
I have four.
Four nephews.
Yeah, one for my brother and then three for my sister.
Okay, so you have a 1 in 4 shot
of getting this correct. Okay. And
we're going to show, we're going to post this. That nephew will know if he knows who you are.
Okay, so the reason I think... This is because recently I was on TikTok. I seen my oldest nephew's account pop up, and I read the name, and I'm like, wait, that's not him. So I would hope there's only one more nephew. I think on my sister's side, it is my middle nephew on my sister's side.
Middle nephew on your sister's
that's
side.
That's the gamble. That's the name I will ride with.
All right. So now you know who you are. You've been in our comments. You've been posting our content.
Yep.
We appreciate you. We love you so much.
All love.
Yeah, yeah. If he's wrong, call him out.
Yeah, please call my number. Yep. You have it.
You can call him personally, but also comment, because then we're going to record that as well and talk about it.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to talk about it. I love my nephews. They're good kids, man.
But they did strike again on one of our comments.
Oh, God.
Right. When we were talking about you not knowing your mom's age...
Yeah, that good hot topic, I heard.
That comment was, Steven, how did you forget Nana's name? Good job being the son.
Oh, God. I knew Nana's name. I didn't know her age.
No, they're of the... Nope.
I know Nana's name, but definitely the age gets me. And if you ask me right now, I still would have to do the math. And hopefully I'm still 50-50, maybe could be correct.
Yeah, I can't believe your nephew's calling you out right
now. I'll dare him. You know what? I want to know if he knows Nana's age. What's your mom's age, matter of fact? Let's see if you know that.
That'd be your sister, right?
Yep.
Do you know your sister's age?
Not a clue. Actually, no. My sister's easy. My sister's a little bit easier because she's only 3 years after me, so I just have to do that quick math.
Okay.
And I know for a fact hers is, we're 2.5, so
okay.
I know exactly what hers is.
Right.
And so I could guess hers right now easily. But I won't say it.
Right.
You don't say women's age. In my defense.
We'll save it, and if I need to call them out later on it.
Yeah.
The next comment on that video, when I was talking crap about you, saying how you don't know your mom's age.
Yes.
Well, someone commented about me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's... Finally, I got someone that rides with me.
Well, less riding with you, more calling me out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll just be honest. It was my daughter's mom.
Let's go.
Yeah, the moment I posted that, she called me.
No, she didn't.
And
not.
She was like, "You're such a hypocrite." I'm like, "What?" Let's keep in mind, I keep my phone open in case you guys know we're not together, but if she needs to talk to me about my daughter, I still always answer.
Always.
Hey, what's up? Everything good? Or if I'm not at work, I'll try to call her back as soon as I can. So I was with my daughter that day, right? And so she calls me, and I'm just thinking, maybe she's just checking in. Hey, what's up?
Everybody no, she got more time now. Yeah, she's like, I've thought about this. She had a little bit of time.
Yeah. She's like, hey, how's Jolene? Yeah. I was like, no, we're doing this right now, blah, blah, blah. Just keeping communication. Yep. And she's like, yeah, I called you to let you know. You're such a hypocrite. What? Out of context. I didn't know what she was talking about. She was like, for almost 8 years, I had to always remind you your mom's birthday.
No, you did not.
Your mom's age.
No.
I was like, stop putting my business out there.
Let's go. Wait, I knew my mom's birthday. I can tell you it easily right now. I know my mama's birthday.
For a year now, I know it.
No, no.
So not only did she have to call me out in person, then she had to comment on it to make sure people knew that I was coming down on you.
For something you do. How dare you look at the speck in your brother's eye when you have a plank in your own?
I keep this line open.
I keep this line
open. For communication of our daughter. Don't make me have to not answer your phone calls anymore. Oh. You call me out like that.
Oh, man. She's always been cool with me, so I ride with that. I agree. Thank you. Thank you for defending me by pulling out the hypocrite in someone else.
Fuck, man.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
All right.
What'd she say? Did she say that? I've known you for this many years, and I've had to remind you for this consecutive amount of time.
Yeah. So the comment reads, for almost 8 years, I always had to remind you about your mom's birthday, her age, and Mother's Day. Don't talk about Steven when you just stopped being one of those kind of sons.
Let's go. Oh, my gosh. Let's go.
So happy. That's why we're not together.
Okay? I'm so happy. That's why. I'm so happy. You know what? Stay 100% you at all times. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Jesus, man.
Oh, I love that so much. Ah, thank God I knew my mom's birthday. I could say that. Her age? What year? No clue. I can tell you when she graduated. I know that, too. Only because there's a song.
There's a song?
Yep. Bowling for Soup.
What?
You know the song 1985? I will always remember when my mom graduated, because that's the year she graduated. So I know for a fact that's what you did.
I would have never gotten that one.
Oh, I knew it immediately.
I would have never gotten that.
Well, when she told me it, I think I was listening to that song when she told me it. So it was like, I was like.
It's permanently.
Yeah, I was like, oh. So you were that mom in the song.
The only reason I know my mom's birthday is because I had an argument about my mom's birthday with someone else.
And were you wrong?
No, I was right.
Oh, thank God. Oh. And that could have been bad.
And I'm not gonna say who I was arguing with. It wasn't about who. Like, it was the whole thing. And because we kept bringing up my mom's birthday, it just stuck with me now, and now I can't forget it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and my mom's like, I know how much older she is than me, so because I know she had me, so I just do the math quickly in my head, so I can just figure it out.
Yeah, mine helps that a lot of my family members fall on the same day. So
okay.
So when if like not. Not like this exact day, but like let's say the 21st of something or the 25th of something.
Of that month or whatever.
Of a month. That's and weird. It's like, so like I could connect, okay, this month's my mom's month. Oh, this month is this month. Yeah. And there was another person, unfortunately, in my life that had the same birthday as my mom. So so that always, that made it easier too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that'd be easy. None of mine are like that.
Yeah, no. Still to this moment, there's a lot of people that fall on, just like my son. Is born the same exact day.
Really?
Different month.
You said 21st?
I just randomly threw a number. But it was the first. The first. Yeah,
I was going to say my daughter's the 21st.
So, like, my mom is the first, and my sister is the first, my son's the first.
Wow, okay. I guess that makes it easier.
So, yeah, and then if you add one just in almost any month, is my family. So, like, my other son is the first, 21st. My dad's the 21st.
It's like these little,
my
like,
grandfather's the 21st.
Like, I forget what they're called. Like, when you help, when things just help you remember.
Yeah, like those numbers ring. So like every month, I'll look at my phone and I'll see a new month start, and I'll be like, "Oh, this month is this person. Oh, and this day."
Okay.
Because it's simple. Like so, like
sure.
Now I struggle with anything that's not first now though. So that struggles. So they'll be like, "My birthday's this." I'm like, "I'm never going to remember that."
Sorry.
I was like,
if you add a one to the end of it, I might.
Yeah, like, yeah, your birthday's the 30th, 301st, day birthday.
301st. The 301st.
Yeah, like, obviously. Yeah. Everyone should know that. I'm just going to, that's all I want to remember. I'm just going to add a one to the end of whatever day it is.
February 38th.
Yeah, everybody knows it's, wait, 38th.
Just days that don't exist.
Yeah. How many months have 28 days? Just one? No. Ball. No.
Okay. So.
Oh, man.
All right. So there was the other short that I posted when my voice was really, really messed up the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
Right. A very deep voice because I was sick. I was out. I was out partying and just lost my voice.
Oh, I thought we were faking the voice that day.
No.
Oh, gotcha.
For two full episodes, my voice was faking. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I knew. I was playing into it. I was like, you know what?
No. So eat their own. Because I was here recording. We were recording.
Yeah.
Right. And this was before, like, obviously we click record, and whoever else is making content knows that, like, you start recording, you can edit out the beginning part, and we were just talking about stuff off camera.
Okay.
And I was telling Tony over there about the mic, and you just look at me, you're like, yeah, your voice is turning me on. And so I had to.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I made a short about that, right?
Awesome.
And we have to have that posted. And one of our comments there is just easy. Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton? Because of his voice?
Yeah.
How? I never connected it.
Yeah.
But that's dead accurate.
Yeah.
Because I've seen Tyrese on multiple like interviews. Where he's like raspy, like Tyrese might be partying every day. We don't know.
That's probably what it is. He's just partying.
Yeah, I don't know how you party. I don't know how you party nonstop in Indianapolis, but but still, you know what? He could be like that.
Hey, it was a.
And if Indianapolis is like that, maybe you guys should invite me over.
Because I will say, my voice isn't always like that.
No.
You guys can see now, it's about medium. It wasn't, my voice didn't drop until I was like 25, I promise. It's like
you're like, hey guys, you want to play some baseball? No.
Right when I was having my daughter, my voice is, oh my God, I'm having a baby girl. Yeah.
The testosterone really built up right there.
Had a man up for her.
You're like, it's a girl. Girl. It's a girl.
That was right around the time. Hit puberty right when I was having a daughter.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's one and one.
That was an easy one.
Oh, that's awesome. I would never connect that. That whoever listened to the podcast or listened to that short and heard Tyrese Halliburton, I guarantee wasn't even looking at their phone. It was like, probably like listening. It was like,
is that Tyrese what? Talking?
Yeah. Like, I'm interested. Let me comment this. Let me screw off. No. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so the last ones were my favorites.
Oh, no.
These ones are great.
These are always going to come after
we
me.
Were talking about our punishments.
Oh, yeah, we have some unique ones.
Right.
We're unique people.
And how we couldn't be punished.
Oh, yeah, because you can take everything away from me.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we were saying, right? Great short, loved it.
Always funny.
But let me tell you, some of the people, how they were getting punished, I don't know, let me just go over
it. It got real intense.
Some of them did. Yeah,
okay.
But I got two here that I'm going to go over here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said that my parents decided a good punishment for me, they bought a vape underage. To allow me to go to a trip to New York that they already paid for, but I couldn't bring my phone with me. So now
you can't take pictures or
there's
anything.
There's like four adults and 40 teens, and the only way they can get in touch with their parents or anyone else is they have to go to one of the chaperones.
Oh, that's unusual.
That's
torture.
Frustrating.
And dude,
I would be livid.
And oh, same.
It would halfway ruin the trip for me.
Oh, it would. And you can't wait. So how did they get pictures and all that too?
No, they can't.
So pretty much.
To be fair, they did say they had a slide phone, so the phone can only text or call.
Oh, like, okay.
They couldn't get pictures either way. But now they can't talk to any of their friends. Oh. They can't coordinate to go with their friends anywhere. They just have to, like, if you want to coordinate with them, you have to knock on their door.
No.
Bro, that would piss me off. I can't leave.
Was this the 1900s?
I can't go to the bathroom without my phone.
Oh, no. Same. So I will walk past the bathroom to go to my room to grab my phone
and
then go to the restroom.
And I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how. Like, it's about to explode.
Oh.
This is full on hedgehog. Like, what's the. Is it hedgehog or whatever? It's like peek it out.
No, I call that peekabooey.
Like, it's about to go. I need to sit down.
You're
now.
Crowning.
I'm crowning. That's the word. I'm crowning. I am crowning.
Oh.
I need to go to the grab my phone.
Dude, especially if it's a number two.
Yeah,
if you don't have your... Can you imagine just sitting there? Can you imagine just sitting there?
No, I feel like a... Oh, no.
That's miserable. That's serial killer.
I don't know how people use the restroom before phones.
Oh,
I really don't.
Same.
Sometimes I bring my laptop in there.
I understand why my laptop's getting hot. Oh, it's about to die. Let me plug it in real quick.
Sometimes I bring the charger in with me. I have a speaker that's for the bathroom. I don't care. I'm going to be sitting for 20 minutes. I'm going to be entertained. Dude, I cannot.
I used to watch those old movies, and they'll read those like newspaper while using the restroom and all that. It makes sense. Like,
all right. Okay. Welcome back to Our Dads.
Yes. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty.
Yeah. We're recording. We're talking about having our phones and...
the comment of disciplining.
And right in the middle of us. So I got we got our camera hooked up hard with a dummy battery hooked up. Some of you guys who do videography would know that. And my dog just came in and yanked the cord right off. And just,
dude, he brought breaker spearing.
So we had a little brief intermission there of no video, but we're back. Long story short, what we were saying is that punishment of not being able to bring your phone on a trip, frustrating.
S tier.
Oh, that's an S tier punishment. That is hilarious. And so smart of your parents.
Yeah, like, if you...
Because you can't take the trip away. Like, they paid for it. You have to go on this trip.
And you don't want to deprive your kids of something of that. Like,
yeah, it's a school trip. This is a big memory.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because you pissed us off...
You made it an inconvenience.
We're going to inconvenience the fuck out of you.
Oh,
that would send me, man.
Oh, it would.
That was genius.
I told you. I couldn't imagine... Mm-hmm. And lucky it was a school trip, so like there's a whole bunch of people. But like I said off camera, was if you were the only person or one other person was there, and you're like, hey, later down the line, you're like, hey, I went to New York, I saw all these places, and they're like, oh yeah, let me see pictures. Oh, I didn't have my phone. Instantly, it makes you look like you were lying.
Lying.
They like you straight.
Picture didn't happen.
Like, are you kidding?
Didn't happen.
You're like, wait, you lived in the 2020? What year did you go? And you don't have a camera? Okay, yeah, sure.
You didn't
think about bringing it, pulling out your phone once?
You didn't go to New York.
Yeah.
You didn't go to New York.
Instantly. So that's S tier, Barry.
That didn't happen.
Oh, instantly. I want to see the receipts. I want to see receipts.
That's how mad it is when you tell them the story. Yeah, bro, so I was doing this last night. That didn't happen. Let me finish, bro. Shut up.
He's like, you're not going to start with a lie, okay?
We're not starting this conversation with a lie. We're not doing that. All right, so the next comment about the discipline I wanted to tell you about.
Let's see.
This one's a bit dark, man.
I like dark, though, sometimes. Sometimes you gotta go you gotta go to dark places to find dark things.
I'm just gonna say, I need to see your reaction to this.
Okay.
My parents had to ground me from books. It got to the point where they even grounded me from my clothes, except for my underwear.
What the heck? Okay, first part, that's not a punishment to me. You could take every book in this world.
Yeah.
And that's...
Of course. But to them,
love it.
They probably like to read.
Yep, that would be annoying, weird.
For sure.
The clothes part, though, that got me. That got me. I would never leave my room.
I don't understand.
I think I would lock my door, too.
I don't even...
I'd be like, no.
This just... Something's off. Didn't know how to react. I read that. I'm like... I just didn't know how to react. So then I had to comment back, like, are you okay? like, I'm not an expert in this.
Like, fam, you still with us?
I don't know if I should be the one trying to help you. But I'm just like, hey, you good, fam?
I couldn't imagine it.
They did reply, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, I'm fine now. I've cut them off. They were weird. Yeah.
I hate to say it. Probably a good thing.
I don't want... What?
The last comment, S tier punishment. This comment...
That's weird.
Weird.
Who? What?
If I would... That, if anything, I'm taking the door off the hinges.
You can. I don't know, man. That's just.
I don't even know how to comment on it.
That's just a bit weird, man.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah. Who thinks like that?
That would be a weird. I would never.
Like, I don't want to make any accusations because I don't know people's circumstances.
No,
but that's just off.
I would.
To me. That's
but I would
off.
Never come to those conclusions. Take that away. You could take
your clothes off.
Dude,
that's like taking food away.
I would take every poster off the wall.
Yeah,
I would take
of course.
I'll take their bed.
I'm gonna
away.
Make you live in boredom.
Yeah, I might even take your bed away. Like I may make you
sit
uncomfortable.
On sit on
but,
the floor.
But nah.
That's
weird.
It's a safety thing.
That's
a safety.
Yeah, like
You don't feel secure in your house.
So, and then, did the parents just not invite anybody over? Like, ever?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, that's weird to me. Like, I ain't gonna lie. That's just weird.
If someone told me that in person, I'd be like, I'd be like, you all right?
Do yeah.
You,
I'll still show love. I'd be like, you know what? You made it out.
Hey, you made it out.
You made it out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just.
That's crazy, though.
I don't get it.
Okay. You know what? This is why you can't assume what people walk through in life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect example of you think maybe your parents were weird on a punishment or your parents were a little cruel on a punishment. Then you hear someone else's story. Or
puts it in perspective,
and
that's, man.
And then another person's story.
Yeah, puts it in perspective.
Yeah. That
you'd be like, you know what? Maybe getting hit with the hanger wasn't so bad.
Yeah, maybe getting stabbed with a paint stirrer wasn't as bad as it could be. My mom thought she was playing with me, but she ended up stabbing me pretty hard.
I got hit with a wiffle ball back once.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't get on the bus in time. I swear. My mom denies this. Don't be trying to deny it. I remember that. That yellow bat, I remember that.
Oh, I'm going to be watching his comments.
She does comment on some of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does comment. I think she commented on one of the YouTube ones or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, actually.
She's my big fan.
No, she did comment. Hold on.
She's one of my fans. She's.
Oh, I think we did talk about how.
Yeah,
did we talk about that on camera? No, we didn't. We didn't talk about that on camera.
Oh, did we not?
No, about how. Yeah, my mom saw me like yawning on one of the episodes before because like we had to record not late.
One yawn.
It was a few yawns.
It's a couple yawns.
But my mom calls me because she, you know, she's my biggest supporter when it comes to this podcast. Without this wouldn't have been possible.
And legitimately, you love your mama. Oh, like, you a mama's boy through and through.
Like, not really. Like, I don't, like, interact with her all the time. But like,
that's
I hold her to, like, the highest of standards.
Yes.
Yeah, so I always reference my mom's advice and everything. But anyway, she calls me. She's not afraid to tell me, like, call me out on things that she doesn't seem right. She calls me because I'm yawning too much on our episodes here. And she watches every episode. She's like, Nazzy, I was watching her episode, right? I was like, oh, yeah, Mom, what'd you think? She's like, all that yawning you're doing? Fugazi. The New York came out of her so fast. She hadn't been in New York in, like, 27 years, and she's still like...
She's like, recalled.
Recalled. Nah, all that yawning you're doing is fugazi, Nazzy.
I'm so dumb.
I was like, Mom, I was like up late. I was tired and stuff. She's like, you need to drink an espresso. Actually, matter of fact, I'm going to get you an espresso machine. So you're awake. I was like, Mom, I don't drink coffee. She's like, you got to figure something out.
You got to start it. I can't deal with you yawning every 15 minutes.
And so then then she starts to defend you. She was like, also, your friend, Steven, he's funny. Stop cutting him off. Let him talk.
Huh? Let's go.
I didn't think I was cutting him off, but
told you, fam got my back. Oh, dude, she's awesome.
I was like, I'm sorry, Mom. I got my bad. I'll let him talk. Right. So
fine, my podcast.
it's my podcast, God, Mom. So. With that, we're going to transition to our next segment here.
Yes.
We don't have a title for this.
No.
Let's come up with a title. Live on spot.
On the spot. Childhood games and stories. That seems corny. That's terrible. That's a horrible line. That doesn't catch any attention.
Games from the past.
Yeah. Oh. What's in your repertoire? I love games. Obviously, we're going to be talking about games from our past with some stories behind it.
Yeah, we'll come up with a name about it later on.
Yeah.
We'll have a nice little, like, intro.
Yep.
And I'll edit it in and be like, gaming memories or whatever.
Comment it. If you have a good idea, comment it.
We'll love to hear it. But we're going to, obviously, you guys see our set, and we haven't really addressed our background.
No.
Really much at all yet in our things. But as you guys can see, we love video games.
Yes.
Love anime, love just general nerdy stuff, man. And I built a shrine to it.
It's not a man cave, it's a shrine.
Yeah, so we're going to be pulling games from like the collection here and just talking about some of our memories tied to it, whether it be just by ourselves, with friends, with family and stuff, and just saying why some of these games might be important to us.
Yeah, because we met each other as adults. So
yeah.
This is pre-us. This is us, how we become characters of who we are to this day.
Yeah, yeah. But most of how I've made most of my friends in my early childhood was through games. Because that's just what I knew, right? I played games with my cousins growing up. And then when my little brother became old enough, because we're about 6 years apart, I'm older, we played games together.
That's awesome.
Growing up. And so when I was at school talking to people, the easiest way I became friends with people was just like, hey, you play this game? You play this game? That's how I made friends. Like old Call of Duty servers, old Halo servers, this is how we made a lot of our friends back in the day.
That's dope.
Yeah, so...
That's very similar. I also went to church, so I made a lot of friends there, but a lot of my friends, some of them I've never met before. A lot of them were just Xbox exclusive friends. For sure. We're talking about Xbox exclusive games or PS exclusive games. Yeah, I had exclusive friends on both consoles.
I played games with people for years.
Yeah, that only know me by many gamertag.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, this so-and-so. And it's like, oh, yeah. And we would talk to each other. And even the people I've met from those, when we met each other, we called each other's gamers tags. It's in person.
That's dope.
So it was like, hey, random name.
I've never gotten to meet any of
Uber. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, that's how awesome. It was. No, like,
I've never gotten to meet any of my, like, online friends.
Really?
No, not like in... Like, now people I play with, they're just people that I actually know in life and stuff, but, like... Because the person I play games with the most now is my brother is like busy because he's in the Air Force. He's like, so it's hard to line up a schedule and stuff. But like my cousin would probably be the most one, and it's like, obviously we know each other in person and stuff.
Yeah,
know my cousin.
Yeah, you know your family.
But like, that's pretty dope to meet someone in person, and like they know that alter that side of you and stuff. You know? It's a whole different world.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's talk about
because when you look at us and talk to us in person, you might not get gaming. From us, you might not see anime.
We have a lot of different like passions and stuff.
Yeah,
but.
And we're at least for us too, we're very we're almost like Lego pieces. Like you almost can connect us to almost any situation, and we can hold a conversation
for sure.
Because when we get into something, it's very very deep dive in. Yeah. So talking about music and talking about business. Music, games, anime, you name sport. I have sports.
I got like I love racing.
Racing, yeah. Like you're a Formula One guy. Yeah, I'm more of NASCAR guy, but
I've been getting more into more NASCAR, dude. Like the newer seasons are starting to kind of pick up.
I've been getting more Formula One.
Yeah.
Dude,
just be bouncing around.
Nothing made me laugh more than hearing them talk to their pit crew.
Oh, it's the best.
I don't understand why NASCAR has so much censorship with their guys.
No, F1
is like
cursing each other.
Oh, dude, it's in the funniest way possible because not all of them are American. So it's
almost none of them are American.
Yeah.
Almost none of them.
Very
very few Americans in the sport.
Yeah, so when
primarily much more overseas and stuff.
So when you see them arguing, it's
funny, bro. And they just be losing it, man.
Yeah.
Like Verstappen, when he's on the radio. My favorite's Yuki Tsunoda. Like on the mic, he's my favorite.
Okay,
he's my favorite driver.
What in Alonso?
Yes, okay. And Alonso's up there, but Yuki is just throws tempers. Do you know who Yuki is?
Yeah.
He drives for why am I blanking on the team? It's the Red Bull's side team, Toro Rosso, but it might be called AlphaTauri. AlphaTauri, I think it is now. He's a Japanese driver, right? And that's not a country that puts a lot of drivers in the F1.
No.
So I think he might...
And he speaks English, right? Like, he tries to.
He speaks it, but he has a heavy accent.
Yeah, he...
Right?
Yeah.
But there was, like, a time where they had to, like, tape the back fin on his car because it, like, was flapping around. And that's a safety hazard. Like, the marshals are like, you can't have movable aerodynamics. So it has to be secure, right? It was this DRS system. It wasn't like it wasn't closing or open. It was like flapping a bit.
They didn't just not let him race with that because couldn't that come off?
If it can move around of its own free will without the control, then no, it's not allowed.
That's why they should have pulled the car.
So he had to come into the pits, and their answer was, "We still want you to race." They came out. The engineers came out and they
broke it.
They duct taped the fin shut and said, "You're just not going to DRS. They're just going to tape it shut." And they sent him back out there.
That still seems unsafe.
I don't know. They were clear of the race.
They're clear, okay.
And it was like, I'm watching this live. And I'm like, what are they doing? Like, they're taping.
They busted out the duct tape.
They legit taped the car. They said no DRS, your flaps are not going to open, but you can still race. Get out there. Because, like, if you're still, even if you're not winning or getting points, there's still value of having your car drive around. You're a big piece of marketing.
Yeah, you're still getting money.
If we can have you race, go race. Our sponsors want to have their logo driving around. So go race.
Yeah, even if you finish last.
Who cares? It's still better than not racing.
Yeah, it's better than getting
any. The only time we're really going to pull you is if it's unsafe to drive the car or the car is going to hurt itself. But okay. If we can tape it and it can still drive,
go.
Get out there. Go
get
drive.
Out there.
For sure. So I get the logic. Send it back out there.
Show the Wonder Bread.
If you can race, race. I'm all about that. For sure. But he sees this. He's in the rear view seeing like them taping. He's, what is this? What is that? What the fuck you got going on? He's like, you can still race. What the fuck is this?
He's so confused.
It's so funny.
And so angry.
He's so funny, man. Anyways. Yeah. So we have different passions. We keep
Yeah.
We have different passions and stuff. But let's talk. We're gonna bring up some games. And like my mom said, I'm going to shut up.
And just kidding.
And let you share. Now we'll go back. We'll go back. Yeah, we both chose three games. We'll spend a few minutes talking about each game.
So. Okay. So one of the first ones I'm pulling out is one of my favorite games that I feel like should make a comeback because it has a place in the gaming market now. And that's Blitz the League.
Yeah, okay.
So, Blitz the League. I'll give you a quick rundown of it. So, you get this team. It's the worst team possible. And you're trying to build by winning games and getting attributes and getting equipment and getting other things to make the players better. I remember when I first played this game, I was with my best friend, Jacob.
Okay.
Jacob is... We've been best friends. We were probably like... 7, 8.
Okay.
So, at that age where the things on here, pretty graphic, but but
it says right there rated M.
They game. Have ratings. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, rated M for this game.
Oh, but so obviously there's a lot of different things in this game that probably wasn't great for our age. But I remember when we got into this game and he didn't tell me anything about this game.
Okay.
But he played for a little bit. And
but you
so,
guys know, you guys have always loved football, loved sports. And
yeah.
Even
at that age, I definitely love sports.
Okay.
He has a family that loves sports, so he was around sports. I don't know if he's ever fell in love with it.
Sports games were the norm,
but
this was like, yeah.
Yeah, this was a different, because we went from playing Madden, which is very tamed. We went from 2K, maybe Slugfest with a little hitting, like... So
yeah,
like
but that's baseball.
That's
different. For football. The only thing we really had for football was NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
The original Blitz. And then I don't know if Streets came out before this, NFL Streets.
I want to say they came out very similar to each other. I can't quote it because they were similar in my life. Like, I got both games
at the same
very similar time.
So that's like a new like arcade sports and where it's like actually 3D graphics enough to like you can see what's going on. Like Blitz, NFL Blitz was just too kind of like pixelated, so even though like they're hitting each other, it doesn't really correlate as much.
Yeah, this one you could target personal body parts.
Yeah.
So you could you could hit them specifically in the spleen. like you could really mess them up.
For sure.
But this was a great game. So but he ended up picking I want to say in this game it was the no, it was the next game that was LA Knights. But the best team had Bruno Battaglia on the team. Okay. I remember that because that's pretty much the whole storyline was trying to get to beat Bruno Battaglia in the first game. In the second game, you end up getting Bruno Battaglia at the end of his career. But in this game, you were trying to do that. And what made this game like so fun was so I'm playing and I beat him in almost every game. Like I was just that kid where like I was obsessed with
every
sports
other game.
Like sports, yeah, in sports games, he would beat me in fighting games, like. You could not be. I would not touch him in Dragon Ball Z. Like he just could not let me get near him. Bukaichi or any of those.
Okay.
Like any of those whatsoever. Even the Naruto game, we played nonstop, and I could not touch him. He
Ultimate
would,
Ninja.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he would turn into like it would. You would turn into a log like when you parry. Like
substitution.
Yes.
Yeah.
That used to. So he used
yeah,
to.
Big Naruto fans
up.
Here. You guys cop Kakashi in the background.
That's my favorite person in Naruto anyway.
Sure.
So, but he would. I would be in the fighting game. He'd beat me in sports game. He beat me so bad in this game because I played as the Outlaws, which are not the greatest team.
Oh, yeah, because this isn't NFL, so it
yeah.
doesn't have the actual team.
No, it doesn't have an actual team or player, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it
and
the
they show the attributes, but in other video games, I could be the significant lower team, and still beat him.
Okay.
In this game, he knew how to play it. I did not. So I was getting injured left and right. And I'm like, what is going on?
Is it pissing you off?
Oh, yeah. To the point where I want to say we played like 20 straight games, and I couldn't get a single win. I was getting better and better as we progressed.
But then he's getting better at just shutting you down.
He was getting better and better.
Like, I understand it more, but it's not making a difference.
Yeah, it's not making a difference, especially since, like, at that time, like, I didn't know which was better, to use the game breaker or use the slow motion effect or any of that nature.
The strategies.
And he knew how to play me because he's watching me grow, but then he's like, I already know the buttons, so now I just need to know how to counter.
Now that you know how to do that, now let me show you how I beat it.
Yep. And I
want you to learn so I can beat you even harder.
He beat me so many times.
It's annoying.
Oh, dude.
Because you'd be getting better, but he's beating you more.
Oh, yeah. And it's getting worse and worse. And he's not switching teams, and I'm too prideful to pick the same team as him. Like, I can't do it. I physically can't pick the best team. I want to beat him with a different team.
Wow, that's funny.
He crushed me. And we played. So we went from that, where we're playing nonstop with each other, and then we started playing the season mode, where I play a game, he play a game. It had betting odds, like, oh, you can't beat a team more than 24. So we'd be close, and I'm like, hey, no. Like, reminding him, like, we can't beat him by more. Or, oh, we need to beat him this much more. And we played all through the night, and watching, like, the different animations. And then he learned the celebration in this game.
Celebration?
There's a celebration and a touchdown.
Okay.
Where it's very, very graphic. Not super graphic where it's like super gross, but graphic enough where you grab a cheerleader and you whip them. And they're wearing very short shorts or short skirts and all that.
What do you mean by whip them?
Like spank them over their knee. It'll be the opponent's cheerleaders. And from that point on, every time we scored a touchdown, that's the only celebration we do. And we discovered it on
accident. Not my girl.
Dude, oh,
those are my girls.
Legit, one of the upgrades of this game was cheerleaders. So, like,
could you imagine if that happened in real life?
Oh, dude, can you imagine, like, going to the just the other opponent's cheerleaders or any of that nature, like their section? That would be the funniest stuff in my life. I'm telling you.
We gotta get that player off the field. That's ejection immediately.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, it was the funniest because when we discovered it, our little 8-9-year-old perverted minds were like, that's the most action we've seen ever. So we're like, touchdown, square, 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 triangle. No, I'm just kidding. I can't remember, but I want to say it was that. Oh, but that's how it was for the longest. Yeah, Obviously, we played it on the PlayStation. We didn't have it on the Xbox. Okay. But that was my first game that I remember having memories with because I don't lose much in sports games.
Okay.
And especially to my best friend.
Jacob was getting it.
And he was getting it, dude.
Because it's like halfway between a fighting and sports game.
Oh, yeah.
So now he proved that he's better at fighting games than you are at sports games.
That's what he proved. And I can honestly say we probably played this game 100 times after. And I can't recall a single time where I beat him. Still, to this day. Like, I can't recall. Wow. Through our childhood, playing different. Even the second one. So there's Blitz League, and then there's Blitz League 2. I don't even remember beating him in that game. So, like, he was just one of those. He found a sports game that he could beat me in, and he mastered it. So I couldn't beat him.
You're still friends with him?
Yeah. That's still my best friend.
Still closest friend. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. Does he have kids? Is he busy?
Nope. No, he has free time. And he lives in Cleveland, so he can come home overtime.
All right, one of these days we're going to have
him. We're going to run these ones?
Yeah, we're going to run them back.
Run
this back, too. And I'll make this into like a short or something.
Oh, dude, I'll send it straight to him.
Send it to him. Hey,
oh, dude.
Hey, we're going to run this
back. We're running these back.
That way you could probably practice before.
I would have to play nonstop. I'm like, dude, is it LB still?
Yeah, we can send it right here. You can practice.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Because I would love to do it. We'll let him know that
you're practicing.
Oh, no, no.
Unless he watches the full episode.
Yeah, if he watches the full episode, he knows that I'm shadowboxing right now.
Shadowboxing.
I'm shadowboxing him right now. But
I'm all about to get back.
I'm telling you, I honestly, like I said, this game's been out for years, and I don't think I beat him once. Does it stamp it? 2005, this came out.
Wow.
So, I was about 10 years old, 10, 9, 10 years old, because it was a brand new release when he got it. So, This was my first game that I wanted to talk about because give a shout out to my best friend Jake. I had two really good best friends, like growing up. Like you, we've talked before. You had your family. These kids were my family. They were. It was Jacob and Andrew, legit ride or die type of people. Where to the point where we still see each other every once in a while, and we won't talk for months. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we'll see each other, and it'll pick up like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. It'd be like, so I was saying last time. And
like, yeah, yeah. It'd be like, ah. Oh. So did you see that brown strain? Like it was like it'd be that simple. Like it would be.
Sure.
It's crazy how, and then we could be mad at each other. Like we could, obviously we're friends. You get in spats, but that stuff disappears when we see each other. It's like, hey, my feeling towards you, my love towards you, is higher than any type of spat we'll ever go through.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that's that. You want to talk about fam? That's fam, for real. Like, so there's a saying. Obviously, blood's thicker than water. In some scenarios, that water's pretty thick. And I'm going to say with those two boys, those two men now, and I'm proud of them. And crazy thing is, it's the first type of where one had success, we all had success. It was like we were happy that that person is succeeding.
That's right.
We're happy that that person is succeeding.
Yeah.
And if that
never any jealousy.
No.
As real friends.
No jealousy whatsoever. Like, I have zero jealousy when he,
it's inspiration.
Yeah, like
that's when you know you got real good friends and shit. When they're doing well, you're inspired by it.
Yeah, like yeah, my friend Andrew, I want to say he was a Victorian in his class or one of those like top of his class, and he told me, and I was like, super dope. He got his bishop license. He called me, told me, super proud of him.
Yeah, man.
Same with Jake.
Regardless
Jake,
of what's going on in your life, you could be down bad. Don't matter. They call you some good news. Damn. Yes, that's what we needed.
Yes.
We needed that.
Like, I knew you could do it, man. It's like
you put it on for all of us. You make it. We all make it.
And we were legit. I'm like, when are we going to catch up and meet, hang out again? And then we'll make up a time. I'm usually the one that flakes. If anybody, Jacob too, I guess.
You're busy.
It depends. Honestly, where did things just happen?
Exactly.
And I'm the worst at communicating. I'm the worst person to text. I'm the worst person. If you want to get a hold of me, you have to call me. First game on the docket for you.
Yeah. Three, my first game. This one's, I'm going
to
talk.
I forgot to do 3-2-1.
It's fine.
3-2-1. First game on the docket for you.
This is going to be a game that's much more personal for me. I didn't play this much with others. I played this by myself.
Okay.
But it was one of my favorite games of all time. It still is. I can still play it to this day. And it's my personal favorite in the franchise.
I know which game you're holding, so this is going to be controversy.
Yeah. One of my favorite games of all time, Tony Hawk American Wasteland.
Let's go.
So, yeah, one of my favorite games of all time. This game just had that perfect element of storytelling, corniness, mechanics. And I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I know his is underground.
I think that's everybody's.
Underground is amazing, but I would say objectively, this game did come out after Underground, and so it does have all the mechanics of Underground, plus more. You could do more in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think this game has a bigger editing station, and I think the story in this game is really what takes it over the top. You're like building up this skate park, and it's like incredibly corny, but like so skater like themed. It's like to a T. This was my introduction to, like, really skater-like culture and stuff. And although I don't skate at all, I love skater culture.
I used to skate. After Underground, when it came out. Oh, yeah.
Because
I saw, so there's a map where, like, I want to say a plane's in the middle, and you jump over it, and you get a letter and all that, and you find all the letters.
I think that's in the first one.
I want to say it could be the first
one. It's like one or two or something. Yeah,
It might be the first one.
I don't think that's
on. That's crazy that I've been that old.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Pro Skater 3 might be my second favorite. That's, again, nostalgia. But anyways, continue.
But that's, so that I want to say it's the first Tony Hawk. You're right.
Yeah.
But I was playing, from that point on, I never knew how to ride a bike.
Really?
Yeah, so what I did was I ended up getting a skateboard.
Okay.
And then that's how I traveled. Until I was like 14, I didn't know how to ride a bike.
Wow.
Oh, about 12. I would say 12.
I was taught as a kid, so.
No, I didn't even get training wheels.
Okay.
When I was 12, I ended up winning a bike at a church event, and I looked at Andrew. Matter of fact, we were just talking about him. Yeah. One of my best friends, and I was like, I don't know how to ride a bike. Like I flat out said, I was like, I don't know how to ride
it. You don't know how to do this?
And he's like, stop lying. Like he thought I was playing, but then he started thinking about it. He's like, everywhere we go, he's on the skateboard. Okay. And then it clicked to him like, oh, he's not lying. Mm-hmm. He does know how to ride a bike. And then one whole day, I'm crashing into things and figuring out how to ride a bike and taught myself. But that's how I got into just traveling was with my skateboard.
Because of Underground.
I don't even know Underground. I think it's because of the original Tony Hawk. And I just kept on playing the Tony Hawk games. And Underground is my favorite because it's a masterpiece. Yeah.
I think this was like my... It definitely wasn't my first one, but it's the first one I can remember like almost every single detail of it, and even like into adulthood, I replayed it again maybe like a year and a half ago, beat it fully through, and I was just nearly could remember almost every line.
Really?
Yeah, or not like every line for line, but like this is about to happen next. Yeah. This is about to happen next.
You knew the story.
I knew the story, man. It was ingrained in me. So, it's definitely one of my classics. The skater culture was just stuff like I was watching a lot on YouTube, and I started riding bikes a lot more, and I had friends who were like more into BMX.
Okay.
And so we just kind of delved deep into that culture together and stuff, and those friends would kind of put me on and show me a lot of new things, and like I was playing this game at the time. I must have been like, I don't know, like 12 or 13 or probably, like just really deep diving into this game.
And that's the one you could customize the park, right?
So almost all of them you can customize your own park. Okay. But like, this one was the one I spent the most time doing.
Okay. That was one of my favorite things, going over a friend's house and using their park. And it's like, why did you put that here? It's like,
just because, man.
Yeah.
I created the most ridiculous ones, yeah. But my favorite park was just still like that end game one where like you have like this junkyard.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of this game.
Oh, my gosh,
and, like,
you're
slowly building it up throughout the story. And then once it's like finally done and like they put nighttime and there's lights everywhere, it makes no sense ever at all.
It was cool.
It was so legendary.
It was so cool.
It was so legendary. And so this is one of those games where like I keep multiple copies of and of like every system, collector's edition.
Which one did you play it on mainly? The PlayStation?
Collector's editions. No, PS2.
Okay.
That's the one I played on. Even though I know that like the Xbox version plays a bit better.
You're kids, you don't think about that.
I had the PS2 version.
Yeah, you buy the one that you have the system to.
Yeah.
And PS2 was... Dude, that's... So... People love arguing 360 and PS3 or PS4 and the Xbox One and like argue the series easily. The two best consoles were like the actual where they were very close. Were to me was the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox
One. I think in terms of quality,
they were both
and experience, but in terms of sales, it wasn't even close.
No, PS2 killed them. I had a PS2.
Anyone who like actually had OG Xbox can tell you like, bro, I'm telling you some of the exclusives on there were.
Well, Halo.
Bangers. And, yeah, Halo. Like, everyone goes straight to Halo.
Halo and...
But, like, there's a lot of other random RPGs on
that
there.
That were just phenomenal.
That were more, like, PC-ish kind of games. But, so when they converted them to consoles, they simply wouldn't run on a PS2. And because of how much more powerful...
The Xbox was?
OG
was
Xbox
able
was,
to?
It was able to run a lot of games. Like,
that's dope.
Like, Morrowind is one of them. Like, Elder Scrolls Morrowind.
It wasn't on PlayStation?
No, it would never be able to run on the PS2.
Yeah. Really?
And I've got it in the collection too.
Oh, I have that game too.
Yeah, yeah.
To this day. Classic. Because I have the Game of the Year edition because
yeah,
it's hard to find an original version of it.
For sure. I think I don't know which one I have. But yeah, it's that console is one of my favorites. And also the LAN party support.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so there's a lot of games that like, although I played it on PS2 growing up, I am starting to get it on OG Xbox now as an adult because it plays better.
Well, now it plays better, so now you're like, I can get it now. Yeah, like, yeah, now we're older and we're more wiser.
I know what to look for and stuff. Yeah, 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 for sure. So, yeah, that's one of my personal favorites. The next two will be more like family stuff.
Gotcha. Well, talking about the OG Xbox. Boom. If you bought the OG Xbox at launch.
So you said you grew up with both.
I grew up with both because someone in my family owned the Xbox. And then we owned the PS1 and the PS2.
Okay.
And then another person that lived with us also had the Sega Genesis. So, like, we had...
Genesis, or Dreamcast or Genesis?
Genesis.
Okay.
I wish we had Dreamcast. That was so much better.
I've only seen them in person.
What? Sega Genesis?
No, Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah, no.
I've seen a bunch, but Genesis I've only seen, or Dreamcast I've only seen once.
I've only ever seen Dreamcast maybe 3 times in my whole life, and one of them was at Jacob's.
I need to get one for the collection.
That's a sweet system. But, okay, going back to, if you bought the original Xbox, this was the game that came with the bundle. Like, so this is a party game. Obviously, growing up and having someone that gets the Xbox and having a whole bunch of people, I had siblings, I had a sister and a brother. We had cousins that were always over when the Xbox was out. So having family members that I was over all the time during this time, my family always brought in a whole bunch of people. So they had the Xbox. They always had 4 controllers. We played this game non-stop. So, I recently played it with you guys. I was the one that knew every map or every quick game. I've never
played this game before.
Yeah,
I knew of it, but I've never played it.
Oh, dude, I played it non-stop. So, I want to talk about a specific game that I was the master at. There was very few that I knew I was going to win, but if we selected this game or if we were just playing the campaign mode or the random game mode and it fell on this game, I knew it was lights out for everybody. So it's a very simple game. You are running up a spiral. There is a red bar that you need to jump and a blue bar that you need to duck.
Yeah, I remember that game pissed me off. Oh my God, man.
So if that game fell on it, and it would get faster and faster and faster.
Bro.
I am nasty at this game. To this day.
And the problem was, like, when you would jump over one of the beams, because of how fast it was going,
you had an immediate
jump perfectly, you might have still been in the air by the time the higher one's getting there.
Yep.
So you didn't even have time to duck.
Yep. You pretty much have to plan, like, okay, if I'm jumping, I need to land very, like,
right
after this beam ends, and then duck immediately.
Wow.
And then my favorite is when it said one duck, it'd be like one duck, and then it gets faster, and all of a sudden it's like 10 ducks. It's like,
yeah, we probably played that for a good half hour, 40 minutes straight. I was like, again.
I have a lot of nostalgia towards this game, man. And, like, there's a bug game in this where you have to kill the bugs and, like, get the juices of the bug and then, like, deposit it. That game I used to love. There's a bomb tower where there's 4 platforms and you're throwing a bomb and you're trying to hit the other person and their whole thing drops out. There's the laser. So this one my sister was the best at. There was a laser game where you had a tail, okay? And you're trying to hit somebody with your tail so that they blow up, but you can't hit their tail and you can't run straight into each other because then you both die.
Okay.
So this one game, I don't know how my sister did it, but she got better and better and better to the point where no one would touch her. She would have like, so, and then the longer you last, the bigger your tail got.
Just easier to hit you.
And it's, dude, there's moments where I would see her like somehow miss her tail and then come back out and hit somebody. And I'm like, that is ridiculous. And she's not a big gamer, but that was that moment.
Sometimes they get really good in one game.
That was that moment. And then it would play free mode. She'd be like, how about we play this game? I'm like, how about we don't? Because she was so good at it. And then the sumo wrestling's the cover one. This one is a great game as well. The floor platform just kept on getting smaller and smaller. I think we were playing it here. We were trying to run each other off the platform. It's like sumo wrestling with the big ball. I'm telling you.
Did you, like, roll yourself a bit fast?
Yes, you could. And then if you get hit, like, if you're rolling real fast and someone hits you, it sends you faster. So, like, you can hit somebody else and send them. And then it's always down to the last circle, which is you could barely get one ball on it. And it's just tip, tip, tip. And eventually someone ends up winning. And I love this game.
My favorite was the greatest
launch game of my life.
The
one with
the bombs that you have to, like, throw the bombs at each other.
Dude, that... Oh, yeah. Or we were playing that tag one for you.
Tag one.
That one's crazy.
And you can throw obstacles at them.
Yeah.
And you're jumping up and down the levels. That was so
What killed fun. Me was, I don't know how you knew that, because, like, we started playing it, and you picked it up, and I'm like, I didn't even know. I played this game years. I never knew you could pick up that plate and throw it.
That was the one game mode where I started dogging you in. I was like, felt like right at home.
Dude, you picked up the plate and you hit me with it. I was like, I didn't even know you could pick the plate up. was like, that wasn't, that never crossed my mind. Innovations.
Decades later, still innovating the game.
Oh, it was so, it's such a great game. And I have so much nostalgia toward this game because obviously when you get a game at launch and there's, what, two games out at the time? Maybe three?
There's probably more, but, like, we don't remember
that. It wasn't...
Everyone only remembers, like, this game in Halo 1.
Because it was... Yeah. It's because it... There wasn't really a great variety.
At least, yeah. The system just came out.
And when you have a whole bunch of people over, Halo 1 was great, but you wanted variety, this was your game. Because this game had a little bit of everything that Halo didn't.
It's a great game. That's why when I found it, again at a thrift store not too long ago, and I picked up an extra copy.
Yep, I have it at home in my collection. I have it. Yeah, it's like it's all PS4 games, and then a single Friends game. That was so, dude, it's exciting seeing it. The funny thing is, when we plugged it in here, I still remembered all the people's names. I'm like, oh, that's Zach, that's Sam,
it's just a
Doug. Dude, it was. And I still remember, like, so, like, Zach, if you won, he'd be like, Zach, attack now. Come on back. Come again. Doug would be like, that's easy. It's like taking candy from a baby. Like, I just remember
so
all
corny, but, like, this is what you grew up with. You just love it.
Oh, dude, when we played it just that one day, it brought me back to being a kid. And that's what I love about games. This game definitely does it for me every time. Even when I see the cover, it's just like those flip books. It's like... It just constantly in my head.
All right.
So that's my second game that I want to talk about.
We're talking about being transported back in time.
Yep.
A game that brings you back to simpler memories, greener pastures.
No bills. Holy smokes.
Time with your family.
And I don't have kiddos, though? Yeah. What?
That game, for me, well, there's a lot of games, of course, but like one of the most important games to me would be Halo 3.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of different Halos, and...
That's the one with the gravity hammer first introduced, right?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think the gravity hammer was in 2. Yeah.
No, I think it was just that one.
Yeah, but I love all the Halos, and Halo 3 isn't even, like, my favorite for, like, a lot of things. It's more, like, Halo 2 is, like, my favorite multiplayer.
Halo 1's better, but it's all right.
Anyway, the most complete is probably Reach, but, like... My favorite story is ODST, and I don't care what anyone says. Anyways, but Halo 3 was the game where I'd get out of school, and it was walking distance from home, so I'd walk home from school. But before I would walk home, I would walk to pick up my brother, and his school was also walking distance. So it really wasn't much further to go grab him, and we'd come home together. And my mom would be working late. She'd get back home like 5, 6, 7 o'clock-ish, and we would be... since I was the older brother by a good 6 years, I would come home and get ready, and I would make us some food. And it wouldn't be, like, complicated. It'd be pizza rolls. Pizza rolls, corn dogs, yeah. ramen, French bread pizzas. You know, stuff that, like, you know, 12, 13-year-olds were making. And
which
stuff.
I wish was my lunches nowadays.
Yeah, it was pretty dang. So but my brother brought it up to me recently about how those moments were some of the most important in his life. Because he must have been, like, 6, 7 years old.
That's where you sculpt them. That's like a good age to be sculpted.
And I was 12, 13-ish.
Oh, you were the coolest person to him.
Yeah, so we'd come home, I'd make us some food, we'd eat, and we would just play Halo 3 in co-op campaign. And over the course of that year, we beat that entire game together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Halo 3 is a difficult, like, it's not the easiest game. It's not the easiest one.
And I had like a 6, 7-year-old playing with me, so like... I had to carry.
Hard carry. The flood came.
I was carrying, bro.
When the flood came, you were like, golly, I gotta do more.
I'm down. Again? Shoot, bro. Aim better. No.
Dude, the right trigger is how you shoot.
No, my brother was always good at games. He was good. But like, yeah, of course I was better. I was a few years older than him. So. But yeah,
and you played it. Like, you played it.
Yeah, because I would play online. I'd play Halo online and stuff, and multiplayer and stuff. But, yeah, that was our game together. We've had a few of them. Like, Army of Two is another one.
I made a sweet mask in Army of Two.
Army of Two is another one for us. Mario Super Sluggers on the Wii.
That's the greatest. Yeah, another game that needs to come back. Great game.
Yeah. That was another really big one for us. Rock Band with the family.
Did you play Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead. Yes, I played tons of it, but I don't know how much we played together.
Okay.
Growing up. Yeah, that was. I think that was more of me and my friends. But, yeah, this was probably the one of our most important games as a in our childhood together.
You're saying Master Chief brought a family together.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, his mission was accomplished.
Yeah. So, obviously, I remember those times, and I love them, but when he came to me, like, as this was, like, recently in the last couple of years, as adults now, he's like, Dennis, I this was the most important game for my childhood with us. And so when he brought it up, I just started, all the memories just started coming back. Because it was, like, instrumental for him and me kind of, like, you know, having our bond together. And now me and my brother are, like, tight.
Yeah.
We're, like, tight because of it. So this is, Halo 3 is one of our, one of my most important ones.
Yeah, it's probably more important to him than it is to you.
Yeah, I would say so. But because I know that,
it hits on.
And so now, now this is like my most. This is my favorite Halo because of that.
If you ask him, is that his favorite Halo? It would be Halo 2. Really? That's awesome.
Well, he's not old enough to play Halo. He never played Halo 2.
Oh man, yeah. Doesn't even know what he missed out on.
Maybe he might have played it here, like as an adult.
Yeah, but not growing up. Doesn't have that nostalgia feel. No. And he already seen the energy sword. Now he knows.
But I played this before I went back to some of the older ones, and I still love the older ones.
Because Halo 1, you couldn't play as the aliens at all. You could only play as Master Chief. Mm-hmm. So when you got to play Halo 2 in multiplayer, and you hit that A button, and all of a sudden it gave you two options, mm-hmm. and you'd be like, well, I could be... Is his name Grog or something like that? I can't remember his name. But you select him, and then you're like, okay, so what's different about this game? And you're shooting. And the energy sword appears in the middle of the ring, and you're like, "What?"
Far more weapons too, better maps.
Yep. Stuff. The Needler got nerfed tremendously, but it's all right.
Yeah, but I never really liked how the Needler played. Yeah,
it tracked you.
Yeah, I never liked. I love the effect of dual wielding any weapons. Like,
oh yeah, that wasn't a thing.
Dual wielding rockets, Halo 2 just allowed you to do crazy things. So it was. Yeah, amazing. But anyways, Halo 3 was the one for me.
I can't even argue. That's a great game. Now, this one's a little more niche. There's probably a lot less people that played this one than Halo, but just as good. Brute Force. Another original Xbox game. Mm-hmm. This game, I bought one of the first games I can remember buying with my own money. It was like a birthday. I got so much money. Ended up seeing this game. I was like, I'm interested. Ended up getting a second copy due to a mishap at GameStop, but I'm okay with it. It was in my advantage.
Sure.
Shout out to GameStop if they're still around. Just kidding.
GameStop still exists.
I know. Do they sell more games or cards nowadays?
You know, they started selling old games again.
Yeah, I saw that. I recently won it. They overpriced them. It is what it is. They got to make money.
But it is cool to see, though.
Oh, it is extremely. Yeah. Especially because you walk through it and it's like nostalgia. Like, you're in GameStop already. Yeah. So you're already in a nostalgia place. For sure. And then you see old games, you're like, oh, what?
Yeah, because I used to go there and buy, like, Game Boy Advance and 360 games.
Oh, not anymore.
Back in the day. Now, it's cool seeing them back. Yeah. Just like,
see them on the shelf.
Triple the price.
It's like, wait, is this released? Is this a new release?
Oh, God, man. It's crazy.
But with this game, it's another multiplayer game where the campaign, you could beat it by yourself or you could play with a friend. I had one friend.
Up to four people.
Yes. But I had one friend that wanted to play this game every time we came over. And one, his name was Noah. Noah is a little bit younger than me. But he went to church with us, and I, like, generally enjoyed hanging out with Noah. Well, Noah, one day, was spending the night, and I put in this game. He's never seen this game before. So I was like, oh, it's just a shooter, da da da. We became obsessed with this game because I've never played with somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm used to playing it by myself.
Yeah.
Having somebody with you, and this is one of the first.
That's what makes co-op campaigns
significantly better. Mm-hmm. And in this game, if you have more players, the game got more difficult.
Okay.
So it wasn't like it didn't feel the same when you're playing. So we spent the whole night, ended up beating this game from start to finish. Took us all day and all night to finish, but we finished it. And then so this game had so much replay value, just the two playing campaign over and over again. every time he'd come over, he's like, hey, let's play this game. Let's play the Brute Force. And we would play. He ended up getting an Xbox and getting the game. And dude, we were obsessed with this game. This was one of the first games that you can also go live with a friend. Like, that I could remember Xbox Live in. So,
oh, okay. So you could play split screen online
as well. Together. Yes, as well.
The first time I remember that was Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty did it too.
Because you'd see like their gamer tag and then like their gamer tag plus like a one at the end.
Yeah.
As like the second the person. Guest. Yeah, guest or whatever. Those were awesome times doing that.
Dude, and
I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
You I want to say it was when. This was the first I could remember. If I remember correctly, it had to be.
Yeah.
And I would play it, and what makes this game like stand out to me is like me and Noah, we played baseball together and we did all that, but like even to this day when we see each other, I remember he went to the Army as well, or Navy, and when he came back he was talking to me, he's like, hey, we could not remember the game whatsoever, like the name of the game. He was explaining it to me and I'm like, oh, I know what game you're talking about, I just can't remember the name either. So, legitimately, that's the funniest thing is, for months, I couldn't remember the game.
Okay.
And then we were talking.
And I've never played this game.
You've never. But we were talking about video games and little niche video games that maybe hold dear to our heart, but maybe not to everybody. So, that was this game. I was trying to explain. I'm like, hey, yeah, I was playing a game.
You already knew that. He knows about the collection. He's seen it a few times.
Yes, and I knew, and we were talking about games, like niche games, and he's unreal when it comes to just, even if he's never played the game, if he sees the cover, or if he knows the gist of the game, he could probably pull the name out, knows the name. So I explained, I'm like, yeah, I played a game nonstop. This was a great game. It was on the original Xbox, blah, 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 blah. And because we were just talking, I was like, yeah, I used to play as this lizard guy. There's a guy, army guy. And he's like, oh, you're talking about Brute Force? No joke. That nonchalantly how he went about it. He said, oh, you're talking about Brute Force? I said, I think that's the name. I pull my phone out. I type in Brute Force. And it pops up immediately. I was like, oh, my gosh. This is exactly what I've been looking for. And I am instantly go in my pocket. And I text my friend Noah. I was like, hey, Noah, the game was Brute Force.
I didn't know that. That's
awesome. Oh, dude, and he texted me back. He's like, that was the game. Da, 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 da. He ended up actually buying the original Xbox and getting that game again. So I need to find it and buy it myself as well.
You need an OG Xbox.
I do. Dude, it's so hard. You know how hard it is to find an OG Xbox? Like, I can't find them anywhere. And I need to find another PS4 for one of my kiddos. But that's the two things I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, that moment when he said Brute Force, it said ding! Like
I think you said, you know, it's a shooter game with a lizard on the cover.
Yeah, like, I said a lizard on the cover.
Brute Force.
Yeah, exactly. Nonchalantly. And I'm like, oh, you played it too? He's like, no, I never played it. I have it in my collection.
I didn't know how long you were thinking about the name before.
Oh,
so that's why you made such a big deal about it. I was like, what do you mean? It's like
It was not. I want to say it was almost a year where we were just talking about it. Like, we were, like, trying to figure out the game's name because we knew about it and we played it enough, but you don't see the screen much. So, like, it's like you play the game, and if
it
doesn't.
It's just been sitting on my face. It's been sitting
I came over.
After I told you, yeah, and you came over, you're like.
I was like, that's it. That's definitely it. And I had the exact. Copy. Like, when I said the lizard on the front and the army man, you said, oh, yeah, you're talking about Brute Force? That was one of those dope moments where I was like, oh, man, that's exactly the name. I've been waiting months and years for this. And when I texted Noah, he was so excited himself. He was like, that's it. So it was a cool moment. And this game always holds dear to my heart because, obviously, if you have an OG Xbox and you have niche games like that you like that maybe not the whole franchise liked, it holds it a little closer when you play with somebody and they liked it and you're like, okay, this is our game now.
I think that's why Army of Two is a lot bigger for me, just because it didn't gain like the biggest. It did pretty well, but
it did well.
It wasn't the biggest
problem. Didn't they have two?
Yeah, I think so.
Boom.
Brute Force. I did after you brought it, after you talked about it, I did try it out for like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
I was playing it. It's pretty good.
The shooters, as a shooter.
For OG Xbox,
it was not bad. It's surprising.
And it's like, it's original.
Yeah.
It's very original.
And they never made a second one, I don't think. I think it was just a one
I don't even remember the
one release. And then it was like, okay.
All right, so my last game.
Ooh.
All right, this is a... first, I just want to complain about... I was just talking about a great memory of my brother and I.
Yep.
All right, but I want to complain about him. And he gets upset every time I bring this story up.
Oh, can't wait. All right. We're getting the juice out.
So let's talk about a game that I've never gotten to beat in. Never got to beat, thanks to him. And that's Donkey Kong 64.
You never beat it?
So this isn't a replica case, a little mini case for it. Collectors might know about what it's called. Mini box on Etsy. Yeah, just to have it nice and clean or whatever, but I don't have the original box art for it. But anyways, yeah, Donkey Kong 64. As a kid, anyone who knows like 3D platformers,
it's one of the best games.
It's a phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably, it's like almost as good as Mario 64.
Yeah. I'd say it's in the same class.
It's, yeah. They're both some of the best 3D platformers ever made.
Yeah.
And this game is tough. It's difficult.
It is.
As an adult, I struggled with it. I don't even know how I got near the end of the game. As a child. As a kid. I was 10, 11.
Oh, man.
Playing Donkey Kong 64.
Sometimes that's your problem.
And it was actually this copy that I had on that 64. That's off camera now, but... The one I was on that 64 on this copy that I almost beat the game. This is my 64 from my childhood.
Stop it.
Yeah. So almost beat the game. Oh. And my little brother logged onto the game because he had his own save file.
Okay.
And he deleted my save when I was near the last stage. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. Listen, I know like
that's defeating.
I know you're like serving our country right now because you're in the Air Force. And we, you know, appreciate. Thank you for your
thank
service.
Thank you for your service.
But I'll never forgive you.
He's gonna never forgive you.
And he knows because I'll always bring it up in random conversations.
Yeah, you're like,
hey, you remember when you deleted my save? And he's like, oh, you still on that? I was like 4.
You're like, I was never off it.
I was never off it. I'll never forget.
I was just waiting till you get old enough so we could fight. Now you're in the military, and I don't
save.
Want to take it.
That's so disrespectful, man.
What made him? I know he's 4, so he's 4. Probably doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
But
yeah, I've asked him. I was like, "Do you just hate me?"
I would assume. That's crazy.
Man, I want to hear, guys. How many times did you have a sibling delete one of your saves?
Oh, I have a story. It was an MLB game, 2K MLB game, which, okay. If you know, they don't exist anymore. And I want to say Tim Lincecum was on the cover. I was playing online, and I was throwing a no-hitter, a perfect game, actually.
Wow.
In the game.
Okay.
So, the kid's tough and making good contact, but I'm just pulling it off. And I want to say there's 2 outs left. And my sister decides to walk across the game. And when she walked across the game, she hit the power cord. And if you remember anything about the Xbox, the original Xbox 360, it was always loose a little bit. When she hit the power cord, it disconnected the game and scratched the CD because it moved. So I was never able to play the game again. And
so
I do know perfect. Yep. The
wow.
original Xbox 360, if you moved the game, they called it the Death Ring. On video games, it would scratch the whole surface of the game, and it couldn't play.
OG 360 behind you, right there.
Yeah, so
I actually think it might be insane.
You can't you couldn't move it when the game's playing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's playing, you mm-hmm. keep it there. If you move it, I don't know what the laser or whatever
it would
leave a perfect ring around it,
mm-hmm.
and that game would be deemed unplayable. For
crazy.
The rest of the time.
Oh, that would send me.
Oh, dude.
I've had games ruined, but, like, not games where I was that close to being perfection.
Oh, dude. And I even my dad had a buffer because he was playing Age of Empires.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm rebuffing the thing, trying my best to save it. It was gone forever. And I never... And to this day, online, I've never thrown a perfect game. I was so close to a perfect
Dang,
game.
I
didn't
so
walk a
mad.
Single... Oh, I won't lie. I cried. I was so mad. I was in tears.
How old were you?
I'm too old. I want to say, I was like 14, 15 years
old. Too old to be crying?
Too old to be crying.
Nah, man, that's valid.
Too
that's
old.
A valid reason to
too
cry.
Too old for a video game to make me feel that way.
No, that's a valid reason to cry.
Oh, I was mad.
I don't care.
I legit, she was like, I'm so sorry. I just looked at her, threw my controller down, and walked out. I was so mad.
We're no longer family.
Oh, dude, tears came down my face. Yeah. I was so, so... So in the moment, and so heated.
Yeah, to anyone who doesn't understand the emotions that you feel in games.
Dude, and I was...
I don't... Yeah, you have... You don't get it.
Oh, dude, and I was a
loser. These games kill us, bro.
Dude,
these games get us. And if you don't understand, don't talk to me about it.
Oh, I don't get it. I don't understand how someone cannot be that invested into a game.
No, I get so
much. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
You mean things are broken because of games?
Oh, that was the closest time where I thought about, like, just throwing my controller.
I've thrown controllers.
I've never.
I've broken controllers.
I'm broke, so I knew if I threw that controller, I didn't get it back.
I broke my chair once.
No!
I got so mad at the game, I picked up the chair and I slammed it on the ground. And then I didn't like the noise that it made when it landed, so I picked it up and kept slamming it. And then when I sat it back up, it was broken. I couldn't lean on it no more. And immediately, it was like PNC kind of levels of clarity. I was just like... Oh, God, I really like that chair. Why did I break it?
I'm so sad.
Oh, my God.
You had a come to Jesus moment real quick. You're like, I really need to get this anchor a good time.
Wow, I had to get a new chair. I was so sad.
Man.
But it gets you, man.
Oh, dude. And I was so late in the game that I was even double jet, like, questioning, like, oh, throw a fastball. No. Like, I was so deep in it that I was so locked in.
What's, have you ever, you haven't broken anything while raging in a game?
No.
Wow.
No.
My favorite rage story, it's not mine, it's my brother's. This was like right before I moved out to my parents' house. I must have been like 20 or 21.
Okay.
And I moved out at 21. So, my brother's like 13 or 14 years old, right? And by this point, I'm out of the house a lot more. I'm driving. I'm doing my own thing. I'm not as
you're an adult, young adult.
But we still shared a room, right? And so luckily, we had two TVs in our room at this time. Finally, like, you know, doing later on in life, we had two TVs, so we can play. We can finally play by ourselves at the same time. For a long time, it was like one TV, and if I came home, sorry, bro, get off.
Yep.
I wouldn't even say get. I would say off.
And he'd be like, yeah.
He just knows. I was 6 years older. What are you going to do? It's my turn to play.
Yeah, you're not winning that.
I was big brother. You know, yeah. I don't care.
I was the little brother, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, he knew. He knew. Guys, I'm going to get off. He was his friend.
Oh, that was the same
one. Guys, we're going to get off. He gets so mad at me. But no, at this point, we had two TVs, so we could finally play our games separately and stuff. So, but I remember my mom called me. I was out with my daughter's mom at the time. And she's like, hey, don't be mad. What do you mean? What's going on? She's like, Junior punched the TV.
Oh, man.
No, he's...
Was he getting rage baited?
Yeah, he was so mad.
But was he on the mic with somebody? Oh, was he getting rage baited, yeah, like, the whole time?
No, he was playing Fortnite, so he wasn't talking. He was...
Oh, no. I know how that is.
Yeah,
nope.
It was Fortnite.
I get it.
This is early Fortnite days.
Yeah,
this is...
A lot of toxicity going in there.
This is early Fortnite days, so... it was about... Yeah, it had to be like 6-7 years ago.
Holy
smokes. So,
he Falcon punched it?
Straight up.
He's like, Falcon punch!
Yeah, I just started laughing because I had my TV, so I'm like, he's not ruining my game.
you're like, fine.
The only thing that got me mad is that my mom just replaced the TV immediately. I was like, why don't you punish him?
Oh,
no, he deserves to be punished. Like, anyways, I'm not going to get into that.
If that was me and I broke the TV, guess who's going without TV for years?
Yeah. Now he got replaced in like less than a week.
He's just lucky that TV.
That's the only thing. I was like, there's just like different standards here. I would have been far more punished, but whatever.
whatever. We know who's the favorite. He calls her.
We know who's the favorite.
Remember, he calls her every day.
Yeah, they talk every day.
We talked about this. We know.
They talk every day.
We know.
Anyways. But I come home, and he's just sitting on his bed, just. Frustrated, and I walk into the room and I look at the TV, and it's just like the biggest black mark, and the whole thing was just shattered, bro. And I just start giggling, And I look at him. He's like, shut up.
He's like, don't make me punch your TV.
So mad. He was mad. And this was hours later after I get home. He was still mad. So funny.
That's called fuming right there. That's fuming. That's when you don't even know what to do with your body. You just want to do everything at once.
Early Fortnite days, bro, they would get us.
Oh, dude.
So funny.
It's kind of like Overwatch. Like, was that.
God. I don't want to know. Let's not talk about that. Let's not do that.
There's
two games that have pissed me off more than anything else in my life. It's Overwatch and Brawlhalla. We're not talking about those games.
Oh, not Rocket League?
All right, three games.
three games.
Rocket League, I still play. And it's still, I've calmed down over the years, but I've broken a few things because of that game, too.
Oh, I never broke anything?
No, actually, the worst thing I broke.
You broke something, like, severe?
Oh, yeah.
I think I would get rid of a lot of my anger if I just broke one.
Actually, I almost ruined my relationship.
Okay, now we need to... Right. Now,
last story before we wrap
digging.
This up.
Let's start digging a little bit.
Last story before we wrap this up. So.
Okay. I'm digging.
So I worked a long shift.
Okay.
Right. I'm tired. It was like 10, 11 hours. I come home.
That sucks.
It's getting home late.
Yeah.
She's like heading to bed right away. Right.
Oh, that's.
This is after
that's
I moved
your
out.
Time. That means that.
Yeah, this is my time. Right. Okay. So this is after I moved out. I'm in my apartment with my now daughter's mom.
Yep.
And she's going to bed. All right, babe. It's fine. She's going to bed. I got like my little PC set up outside of the room.
Okay.
And so, I was up playing with my cousin, and he knows the one we play, the one I play Rocket League with. He knows. I don't know if I told him the story, but I was definitely playing with him this night.
Okay.
And you know, we know how each other are. Like, we know when we're upset and stuff. You know, we played with each other for so much. It was one of those days where you went on like a 20-game losing streak. It's just like,
and you just worked 10 hours.
Oh, I was tired, and I couldn't win, and I can't.
And the worst part is, you can't get off until you
need
win.
A win.
You need to get a win, and then go to bed.
Yeah, win.
Yeah, you just need that one, that one serotonin overload.
Please.
Where you're like, I can go to bed now.
I'm begging.
Yeah,
please, can I get a shitty opponent?
Yeah, like, please. I'm so tired, but I can't do this.
Problem, it's like 2:30 in the morning by the time I'm getting off.
Oh,
I'll tell you that I actually never got that win. I got off on a loss. Like 20 games in a row, I eventually just had to give up. Like,
no,
I need to go to bed.
That can't happen.
And I was so mad.
That can't happen.
So I was like, all right, bro.
That makes bad decisions later.
I was like, all right, bro, I'm just going to get off. He's like, yeah. And we just didn't say nothing else. We just, all right, see ya. Just got off.
Was it you're the reason? Were you the reason?
It was just both of us.
Okay.
We were
a couple of fumbles.
Nah, we both know. Like, we don't take blame on each other or whatever.
Okay.
We both know we were off, but we couldn't get the win. And he's fine with ending it. Like, he's usually a lot calmer.
Okay.
He's fine with ending it, but he knows that, like, I get frustrated and I need that win. And he's super patient with me. He's like, all right, we'll keep going. We never got it. And after I said that, he knows I was pissed. So now I'm just, I hate myself. I've never felt lower in my life.
I never got that serotonin boost that I usually get.
No, I'm just lesser than everyone.
Oh, that's
this is when he, like, this is the only time I'd be feeling depressed. I'd be hating myself. Like, why am I so shitty in life?
You're like,
that's how I feel in the moment,
like,
man.
You're like, I played 2,000 hours of this game. Why am I so
bad? You're so mad, bro.
Oh, dude.
Just not one win. Just one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I know. I know how that feels.
Oh.
Apex Legends did it to me.
Oh, yeah. So, fine. I get off. I'm about to go to sleep. I have to go pee real quick. Right before bed. And after I pee, I drop the lid. I didn't like the noise.
Say bing.
Yeah, because like toilet seats are loud.
No,
so
you did
I
not.
Dropped the lid. I didn't like the noise. It pissed me off, and so I took the lid and I smashed it to the back of the tank, and I smashed the tank and water's all over my apartment.
You had to turn the supply.
So I quickly, luckily I know plumbing, I had to shut the valve off. But at this point, half the water in that tank is already on my base, on my floor. I woke my girl up.
She just shattered something.
She's like, what's going on? What's going on? And I said, I can't talk about it. And I leave the apartment. I left. I put my shoes on and I left.
Oh,
it's like
God.
2, 3 in the morning. Now I walk. I'm on the 7th floor. I walk downstairs. Our elevator didn't work. So I walked down 7 flights. I was so mad.
You're so
I was so mad. I had to take a walk.
Human.
I didn't take headphones. All I took was my phone and my wallet and keys. I didn't even take headphones. I just walked. I needed peace and quiet. So I walked down, and there's like a little like center area. Yep. It's like a garden and stuff. And I'm just walking around this center area. I'm sitting on some of the benches, and I'm just sitting there.
2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning. Just sitting underneath like a little street light that we have. Just kind of.
Oh my gosh.
Pissed. I don't know what she's thinking, because I'm like, I'm heated. And I can't have a conversation with her now.
The funny thing is, she's probably in the bathroom like, what the fuck happened?
Pissed. Because she already doesn't like my rage.
Oh my
God. But now I'm breaking the toilet. And then she's like, what's going on? And then rather than answering her, I left.
Oh,
I left the apartment. Don't talk to me right now, because I'll fight you next.
I don't know what I'm doing right now.
I don't know what I'm capable of.
My body is just going.
I don't know what I'm capable of. I need to leave before
I didn't know I would even break the toilet right now.
First of all, why is that toilet so weak?
How did wood beat stone? I played rock, paper, scissors.
So, I came back probably like 20, 30 minutes later, and she's on the phone with our emergency maintenance crew.
It just broke. I don't know how.
We have to get a new
toilet. Why did I do her voice so weird? She definitely doesn't sound like that. That was the farthest voice I could have picked. I could have did an old lady's voice, and that would have been closer than what I just did.
Fuck. So I come back. She's on the phone with them. And she hangs up with them. And I obviously have to wait a day to get her new toilet.
Yep.
And I'm like, hey. And she's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, you're right. You're like, my bad.
She's like,
bad.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Don't
talk.
Rage.
You're right.
My bad.
I knew I was wrong. I was calm at this point. Calmed down, and I knew I was, yeah.
Yeah, the street light caught the heat from how bad you were fuming. So,
yeah, no, I honestly.
You came back with some
I
sense.
I thought she was going to leave me at that point. That was the way she looked at me. I've never had someone look at me so disgusted before. She's like, how?
It's a game.
That almost set me back. Don't you dare. Don't you dare say that.
You're playing with kids.
You don't get it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk. I was shutting down again.
Oh, dude, I couldn't imagine.
So, wow, yeah.
She went to work that next day. She's like, he was playing with kids.
He's a child.
Yeah.
I'm dating a boy.
I'm
dating a boy.
He broke the toilet. I'm dating a boy with man strength. I've never been so scared in my life.
When he gets upset, I'm just scared. I don't know what he's capable of. Now I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm not. I would never hit you.
Oh, dude.
She's like, I don't know what you're capable of. I'm like, it's just, God.
It's so few. I get that so well.
Yeah, bro.
I wish I broke stuff. I do. I really did. I think the worst I've
ever done is punch something. No, you don't wish that.
No, yes. Because sometimes I would play with a broken controller. Why shouldn't I just finish it off? Why? I should have put it out of its misery.
Wow. I've taken perfectly great controllers in a
row. No. Never broke anything.
Man.
I want to. Don't get me wrong. There was moments where I was like, and I pump faked it. I was like, can't do it. Too broke. And then I had my own
self-awareness,
dude. And then I had my own money, and I'm like, still too broke.
In that moment, I don't have that awareness.
Oh, I have that. It's almost instantly. It's like I'm gonna break it. I can't afford it to break it.
Last thing I'm gonna say before we sign out here, you see that table that's like over there? I have like just shit on.
Yes.
The table. I flipped that table across this basement a couple times.
Get it out of here. I can't do it.
When was this? Last week.
About 30 minutes ago before you showed up.
So, alright guys.
That's awesome.
We're gonna call it there. Appreciate you guys stopping by for another episode.
Yes.
We need an ending.
Yeah, welcome to the finish of Now We're Dead. No.
But we're signing out. Appreciate you guys. Catch you in the next episode.
And once again, thank you guys for stopping by to the Now We're Dads podcast. Please check out our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal. If you guys are watching the video version, please like and subscribe down below. And while you're down there, please leave a comment and tell us what you guys think of the show so far. If instead you're on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, please rate the show 5 stars to push us up the algorithm. My name is Nazareth, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Steven. And finally, now we're dads.